How'd you sleep? Trace asked as I slumped into a dining chair and poured myself a cup of coffee. Only she and Danny had arrived at breakfast so far. Oh, you know, got 5 hours last night, so I'll call it an improvement. After I had left Eli, I had lain awake for hours before finally falling asleep.
I've been sleeping like a baby ever since I got here. I think it's all that mountain air.
Danny stretched and casually slung an arm across the back of Trace's chair. They were already so comfortable with each other. I envied it a little bit. For all the sparks I felt with Eli, I wouldn't use the word comfortable to describe whatever it was that we had.
Get out of here, you two lovebirds. You're making me sick.
Rachel said playfully as she walked into the room and sat in the seat opposite mine. Trace giggled, and Danny flashed her an irritated glare. Arnie walked in next, followed by Eli, and my skin tingled at the mere sight of him. Without hesitation, Eli took the empty seat to my left.
Morning,
he whispered.
Hope you slept better than I did.
My lip turned up. Not likely. As we started piling food onto our plates, I caught Arnie's eye. He nodded between Eli and me before winking. I gave a subtle shake of my head, refusing to play into this narrative that Eli and I were somehow meant to be. Eli nudged my shoulder.
How's the hand?
Holding my bandaged hand out in front of me, I flexed it a few times for good measure. It still stung a little, but the pain was completely manageable. It's fine.
Good thing it was your left. Couldn't have anything affect your ability to write.
Thankfully, all my fingers are intact, so I can still type.
If I ever get another idea, that is.
Eli took my hand in his before turning it over to inspect it.
Did they rewrap it?
Uh-huh. I choked out, jarred by the electricity I felt where his fingers grazed my skin. This morning. Eli dropped my hand as a loud clatter turned everyone's attention to the end of the table. Sophia and Grant had arrived, and she had just sat down so forcefully it shook the table. She glared at Eli and me before turning to sulk and stare out the window.
That should make the rest of our time here enjoyable,
he said, his breath tickling my neck.
Can you get over it already? Rachel snapped at Sophia. It's not like you lost a soulmate.
You don't know that, Sophia barked.
Don't be dim. You don't even know him, Rachel pushed.
You don't have any idea what our relationship was like.
We didn't have a relationship,
Eli pointed out calmly, picking up his mug and taking a sip of coffee. Sophia set her icy glare on Eli. You're impossible. Grant cleared his throat.
Hello, I'm right here. Your partner, remember? Am I really that bad?
Yes, Rachel said. Grant pouted and pretended to cry into his napkin. I caught Trace's eye and we exchanged an amused look. Everyone simmered down as soon as Brady and Shay entered the room. Brady made a beeline for me as Shay leaned in to whisper something in Danny's ear.
How's the hand?
Brady asked, as if he actually cared. It's fine.
Good, he breathed. You really scared everybody yesterday. We can't be having too many injuries on set.
What did you need?
I nearly jumped at Eli's cold voice. Turning, I found him shooting a dirty look at Brady. He must not be too fond of our captors. I mean, producers, either.
Everybody needs to hurry up and finish eating. A storm might roll in, and we need to get the challenge filmed before that happens. Kala,
he said, shifting his attention to me.
This challenge involves the water. Your bandage isn't technically supposed to get wet, but...
Then she shouldn't do it,
Eli interrupted. Brady's jaw flexed subtly, but his focus remained on me.
As I was saying, it shouldn't get wet, but we'll have a medic standing by to redress it as soon as the challenge is over. So you should be fine.
We're swimming? I asked, barely masking my horror.
There will be swimming involved, Brady answered.
Shoot, I said. I can't swim that well. Eli shook his head, irritation creeping across his features.
You really weren't kidding when you said you weren't adventurous.
He might not have meant them to, but his words stung.
Kala can't swim,
Eli called to Shay, who stood on the other side of the room.
I didn't say that, I hissed. I said I can't swim well.
He looked skeptical. Is there a difference?
There will be life preservers and wetsuits, Shay interrupted. We aren't monsters.
That's debatable.